This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And get back into Jimmy Butler and much more with our good friend Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line on a very, very big week. Monty, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay, man. What is your dust settling initial reaction to everything the Warriors did this week?
Well, if Jimmy is healthy, he'll be fine, at least at first. His history, his pattern is that every time he shows up to a new team, he's really good, really good. It's the breakups that tend to be ugly. So if you're the Warriors and you want someone to give Steph a helping hand, Jimmy Butler's a pretty good choice for that.
What sort of a dynamic offensive game does he have? Because we've talked a lot about them needing three-point shooting, and he doesn't really have that. Is he a guy who can score at the other two levels? I know he gets to the foul line, but what do you make of his game, Monty, and how it will fit with what the Warriors try to do?
Yeah, he's kind of a point forward with a shot. His mid-range is really good. He gets to the hoop. Gets to the line, like you mentioned. His three-point shot tends to come and go. It's funny how he can hit the big three-point shot, but on a regular basis, his three-point shot is just not very good. He's like a 30% shooter from three, a little over that. So, but I think his three-point shot is good enough to where defenses will respect it, and therefore they won't just like let him go out there and shoot open threes. So, in its own way, that has a certain amount of that can help the offense. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Buddy Hield is playing, even though, you know, his 3-point shot has been missing for most of the last couple months. Defenses still respect Buddy, so they follow him around, you know. And other than Steph and Buddy, that's it for the Warriors as far as guys that defenses automatically decide we got to cover. Everybody else has to prove it. And Jimmy will, you know, may get some of that, but I think that for the most part, he'll be able to help their offense because he's really good at orchestrating things on offense. That's the one thing he does, at least on offense, better than Wiggins, is that he can make plays for other guys. Wiggins is mostly a guy who does, you know, he can get his own shot pretty well. Jimmy can get his own shot, but he can also set up other guys. And that's one of the reasons why he took some Miami Heat teams that were pretty good but not great to the finals. He's one of the reasons why they overachieved.
Monty, is this the deal the Warriors really, really wanted?
No. No. This was not plan A. What are we on, like plan L? You know, plan A was Paul George. Plan B was Larry Markkanen. Plan C was Kevin Durant. And so, obviously, the plan pie in the sky is Giannis. But this is plan, I guess, D or E, you might say. Because he's an impact player who comes in right now. He's a right now guy. Timeline fits with Steph and Draymond. He's 35, so So I understand the move, and I also understand the skepticism around the league that I've heard over the last couple of days. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch, but he's a smart player, and it's a pretty good fallback option because Jimmy's one of the guys in this league who, when he walks into your locker room, he's a dude. You know, there's a handful of guys like that, that he walks in and the temperature changes, and he's one of those guys. So I'm sure that Stephen Curry is extremely happy to have somebody to kind of, you know, give him a little hand here because he's been trying so hard to carry this offense, and it has not gone well the past few weeks.
Yeah, and you can see last night where he shot it, what, 35 times? Or, I mean, he couldn't do anything but shoot it. That's kind of the only option they had. As you look at the construct of the roster, not for this year, Monty, but going forward, what does this mean for Jonathan Kuminga? Because Jimmy's going to be making 55 or so, and you're starting to run out of dollars for JK.
I think the Warriors are at that point of saying we'll figure it out. And truth is that when there's somebody you definitely want to keep, you do have a, you always find a way to figure it out. Now, does that mean moving somebody else? It probably does. But I think they're at a point where they're saying, let's see what we could do right now, and let's deal with the offseason in the offseason. The fact that they didn't pay Jonathan Kuminga last summer tells you that they weren't sure. You know, a lot of his guys that were in the same draft class got paid. Some guys got max contracts. Cade Cunningham, Franz Wagner, Scotty Barnes, Evan Mobley. These guys all got max contracts in the same draft. And Franz Wagner was chosen after Kuminga was. So the Warriors that said, no, he's not a max guy, and he's not. And they also said, no, he's not a $40 million a year guy, and he's not. So they got to figure out exactly how far they're willing to go with him before they can really kind of proceed with the rest of the offseason. Right now, I think that's one of those things they're looking at as a back burner for right now. Things are so urgent now to where I think their energy is about what can we do right now on February 7th to make our team better.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, all over the Warriors, with us on Willard and Dibbs here on 95.7 The Game. Monty, there was that Brian Windhorst report at the beginning of the week that Jimmy Butler called off this whole idea he is not going to sign an extension with the Warriors. Then he did. So what changed, and do you think he's actually, in his heart of hearts, happy to be here?
Well, here's one of the things that changed is that there was no way for him to get to Phoenix. The Warriors wanted Kevin Durant to return, and Kevin said, no, I'm not feeling that right now, so let's not do that. And as I've been saying for the past few days, the most powerful man in the NBA also said he ain't going anywhere. That's Bradley Beal. And Phoenix wanted to move him. And Miami, their teams that wanted Bradley Beal, and Brad said, no, I'm going to sit right here. And my no-trade contract says I can do that. He and LeBron are the only guys that have no-trade contracts, and he used his. And so the fact that he didn't want to be traded meant that KD wasn't going to be traded. It meant that Jimmy Butler wasn't going to go to Phoenix. So I think Jimmy figured out, okay, Phoenix is not an option. And the Warriors came back at him and said, look, I'm sure we can work out another an extension for you, and we'll figure it out from there. And boom, here we are.
Yeah, and that's quite an extension. When you heard the details of it, Monty, were you a little surprised at just how lofty the number was for 2 years?
Well, I mean, that's what he can command, you know? I mean, they couldn't pay him $30 mil. You know, he's way past that already. And he's not at the stage of his career where he can say, well, I'll take a giant pay cut. So that's what it took. And I think the Warriors felt a sense of urgency here. And they also knew that they didn't have many other options that were appealing. No KD, then where do you go from there? I think there was a time, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when people thought, well, maybe Bradley Beal could fit with the Warriors. Well, that time has passed. They're not interested in Bradley Beal anymore. So, but now Jimmy Butler, the contract he has, you know, at some point he can be moved. And, you know, maybe the pie in the sky dream of Giannis Antetokounmpo ends up here in a year or two. Who knows? Because I think a lot is riding on what the Bucks do in terms of Giannis's future.
It's interesting, Monty, to hear you say that it sounds like the Warriors still have, I don't know if flexibility is the right word, but like mobility on the trade market, because I sort of look at how hard it was to trade Jimmy this time and feel like it'd be even harder as they get older. Do you still think the Warriors have the ability in the next year to make more deals.
There's always a way, unless you're stuck in one of those aprons. There's usually a way. A good general manager, and Mike Dunleavy's done a pretty good job, I think, in general, finds ways to offload people that don't fit anymore, that you know the salaries don't line up anymore, and make it work. The Jimmy Butler deal wasn't easy to do, but they found a way to do it, and it involved four teams. So I believe, and the same thing that applies to me in football too, and even to a lesser degree in baseball, is that if there is someone you want on your team, there is usually a way if that person is willing to come to your team. And so they could have made it work for Kevin Durant, but KD said, I'm not feeling that right now. And Jimmy Butler came around and said, you know what? Let's do this because Miami.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gone.
Yeah. Must have hit a dead spot there.
I am in no way done with that conversation.
No. There's always more with Monty.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we got plenty more things that we want to go through with Monty. So we're going to work on getting him back right away because from why Kevin Durant didn't want to come to, by the way, why is Steph not in the three-point contest and any other deals?
Yep.
Like, let's get to my hypotheticals that I was throwing out there to see gauge what the Warriors' interest might have been in some of those other deals that they didn't make. So we'll get to all that with Monty. We'll get him back on here in a second.
And I'm just curious, like, where he sees the Warriors now after this trade. You sent out four players. You brought in one. Does this appreciably change who they are? Now, tied for the 10 seed right now. Is Jimmy Butler enough of a boost to make any real noise this year? I mean, I'm curious what his thoughts are.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, we're going to want to see him make his debut, which he will tomorrow night at the home of his very first team in the Chicago Bulls. All right, back out to Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Go ahead, Monty. You were saying.
You were talking about Miami and Miami's unwillingness to capitulate to Jimmy Butler and his needs.
Yeah, well, Jimmy knew that Miami was no longer an option. And he wanted Phoenix, but Phoenix became not an option because KD didn't want to be traded. And Bradley Beal said, nope, I'm not going anywhere. So I guess you can say the market shrunk on him. And the Warriors were obviously out there looking for a big name, a big fish, or whatever you want to call it, you know. And Jimmy fits that bill. They didn't bring him in, I don't think, to become a team leader or anything like that, like he was in Miami. but he can make players around him better. So I think with the Warriors, they're thinking, could we do better than Jimmy Butler right now? And the answer is no, based on who's available. And so they make the move because they feel like they're hamstrung. I mean, they've been a sub 500 team now for 2 months, and they obviously do not like that at all. And so now you look at Jimmy coming in, and it's hard to believe that they're going to be 500 all the way through. In fact, if they end the season at 41-41, that means that this trade did not help them. So this is a move that they believe will get them into the mid to high 40s, and therefore out of the play-in tournament. And when I talk to people around the league, yeah, there's some people who say, yeah, that's possible if Jimmy stays healthy, and there's others who are just skeptical about the fit. They still need, I think, shooting, and I still think that there are times when they look too small to compete in the paint. So this team is not perfect. It's not close to perfect, but it got better a little bit because you now have a guy who comes in with instant credibility and can help your offense kind of get on track. You know, and right now you watch the Warriors on offense and you see too many times where teams just load up on Steph and say, who else is going to beat us? And nobody has stuff to do that. And Jimmy is a guy who I don't think they'll take that risk with.
Monty, I think all of us can guess at what some of the reasons might be, but you're tapped in. So I want to know your reasons as to why Kevin Durant didn't want to come back.
I don't think it has anything to do with Draymond. That's the popular, he didn't like Draymond. He and Draymond have been together numerous times since that happened. Hell, Draymond had him on a podcast. You know, and that was, 3 years ago, I think, now. So I think they would be okay. Kevin is a curious guy. I think he likes living life on his own terms. And when he came to the Warriors, he knew he took a lot of flack, but he did it anyway because it's what he wanted to do. When he went to Brooklyn, people were like, well, why are you doing that? Well, he wanted to play with Kyrie. Well, then that didn't work out, and he wanted to get out of there, and Phoenix sounded good to him. You got to remember that Kevin is a guy that, he could have gone to any college he wanted to go to. And he grew up on the East Coast. He chose Texas. Why Texas? You know, that's a fair question.
Right.
Why Texas? Of all the colleges you could have gone to, you chose Texas. He's a curious guy, and he likes to find out things and discover things. So I think Kevin wants to keep his options open. At some point, he'll want to get out of Phoenix. I don't know when that point is, but I can't see him staying there as long as the Suns are not in the championship picture. I think at some point he'll want to get out. The question is when and where, and who knows? Maybe a year from now, maybe less than a year from now, he might change his mind about the Bay Area.
Yeah, and we all were hoping that would have been a couple of days ago where he was, kind of itching to get out of Phoenix. One thing Mark and I talked a lot about is smaller moves, incremental moves. Cam Johnson is a name that's been thrown out. Nikola Vucevic. Was there any talk that you heard, any rumblings about those deals, or after KD, was it just a focus on a big swing at Jimmy Butler?
No, Nikola Vucevic was definitely being discussed, but not so much in the days leading up to the deadline. Not this week. I think they kind of pivoted away from that and thought, you know, he's going to help us, but he's not going to help us enough to where, you know, it really kind of gives us the bump we need. Vucevic is a 2010 guy, but he tends not to be his team. He doesn't make his teams better, and he's a numbers guy. He can make this. He can shoot the three really well for a big. He's not a good defender. So there's this pros and cons there, just as there are with Jimmy. There's pros and cons there, and the Warriors thought, you know what? Yeah, he could bring him in, but is that really going to make us much better? And I think the answer there is no. And I agree with that one. I think he would have made them incrementally better, but not enough to where, you know, you break up things. And plus, you know, the Bulls upped their asking price when they realized that Vucevic had some market value out there. And there were several teams who were talking about him, and the Bulls decided, oh, we've been getting roasted for the LaVine deal, so what can we do now? Okay, our fans have been roasting us. And they said, okay, we're not going to get stung again, and that's why Nikola's still there.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Hey, it surprised some people today, Monty, when the NBA released the contestants in the three-point shooting contest for All-Star Weekend, and we didn't see Steph Curry's name on that. Do you know why he said no thanks?
I think, I don't know why, because I never thought he was going to play. I don't know. I mean, if he has a specific reason, but I think Steph is got a big week ahead. He's got a lot going on ahead, and I wouldn't be surprised if he like lobbied to, you know, for Buddy, because, you know, Steph's been there and done that last year. You remember, obviously, you know, he went out there with Sabrina Ionescu, and that was quite a show. And there was discussion about possibly he and Clay going against Sabrina and Caitlin Clark. That didn't happen. That's not going to happen. So I think Steph's play is full enough. He's been carrying this team for quite a while. I think anything he doesn't have to do at this stage, he's probably not going to do.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just a little disappointed when, you know, you've got it here in his backyard and Damian Lillard's going for a third straight and, you know, Steph would get a third. And so kind of a head-to-head battle. I was excited for the entertainment part of that. As you head into the All-Star game here, Monty, what do you think the level of excitement is around the organization? And is it bolstered by the fact that they did something this week at the deadline?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. The Warriors kind of captured the news cycle over the past couple of days. Once the Luka and AD thing, you know, trailed off a little bit, and people still talking about that, but you know, that stole the weekend. And then you have the Aaron Fox deal. I mean, you got all these deals coming and going with the Kings and the Spurs and the Bulls. And we were joking in the office last night about how, wow, you know, the NBA found a way to put the Super Bowl on the back burner this week. It's like all these things that have happened. And so, and Jimmy Butler is, you know, that's if you look at the biggest trades of the week, that's one of them. You know, Wiggins is a really good player, and he'll be good in Miami. And so, yeah, I think that the Warriors like the idea of having eyes on them, and they certainly got them right now, and they'll have them next week, obviously, on the entire Bay Area with the All-Star festivities happening on both sides of the Bay.
Okay, Monty, what's your thought? Are they one of the best eight teams in the West now?
I think that remains to be seen. They haven't proved it, so therefore, to me, they're not. You know, the record says they're 11th. They've been hanging around 10 and 11 and 9, 10, 11 and for the most part, and that's outside the top eight. So until they get there, I can't put them in there.
That's a completely fair answer. Monty, thank you for both of the phone calls that you just took from us. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
all right,
Monty.
There it is. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. It's really good intel.
Yep.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.